And 6:06, it is fair, 35 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 52 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We could get a taste of winter starting tomorrow. It should rain during most of the day tomorrow, but then that rain will change over to snow tomorrow afternoon and night. The Weather Service is saying about 1.5 inches accumulation will be possible here in Tulsa. Oklahoma's rural versus urban water civil war is being closely watched by lawmakers in waterful southeast Oklahoma. On the opposite side of the state, Oklahoma City is now drawing water from Canton Lake to meet its demands. Colgate Senator Josh Burkeen was asked if Oklahoma has enough water.
I believe there is, but I believe it's going to have to be conserved. And that's where policymakers, you know, have got to be astute.
He says draining Canton Lake so that boats will be afloat at Oklahoma City's Lake Hefner is simply wrong. Many Republicans in Oklahoma say they are determined to pass an income tax cut bill this year, even if it may not have a great impact on the average resident's pocketbook. In fact, 40% of the state's earners would not be eligible for a reduction under a plan being proposed by the governor. On the State Capitol Watch, lawmakers are looking for ways to close loopholes in Oklahoma's methamphetamine law, a loophole that more Representative Anthony Sykes says can let a meth maker get away with murder. Right now, if someone's meth lab starts a fire and that fire takes a life, the meth cook cannot be charged with murder.
We're trying to attempt to amend the felony murder statute that the intent from the manufacturing transfers to that intent to set that fire and this to the death of that human to murder in the first degree.
Prosecutors want the loophole closed because they say it's difficult to charge a meth maker with a fatal crime under the current law. Tulsa's crime tip jar is out of date. The technology used to keep track of crime tips in Tulsa is nearly 40 years old, and Tulsa City Councilor G.T. Bynum wants it updated.
The city of Tulsa should invest in a new records management system which will allow intelligence to be processed proactively and shared with area law enforcement agencies.
He shared the Public Safety Committee's report with fellow city councilors in Tulsa. A woman is shot to death in East Tulsa. It happened last night in an apartment complex near Admiral and Mingo. Police have a suspect in custody this morning. They are continuing to investigate. IMSA's board will take up its controversial audit when it meets later this month. IMSA board member Clay Bird says board members are looking over allegations of extravagant spending.
Board members are in the process of reviewing that. We are anticipating responses to the audit from Steve Williamson, and our next board meeting, which will be in Stroud.
The meeting will be in Stroud because it is halfway between IMSA's two divisions in Tulsa and in Oklahoma City. Our weather forecast, well, enjoy today while you can. We're going to have lots of sunshine. It's going to be very nice. A high of 52. Then tonight, things begin to change. Clouds will move in. It will be cool. We'll be down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, during the day, we'll see rain. There's about an 80% chance. That rain, however, will change over to snow in the evening. We will have a high of 40 and a low of 32. The National Weather Service office this morning in a special weather statement says about 1.5 inches accumulation will be possible here in the Tulsa area. Right now in Tulsa, we have radar that is clear, and at 6:10, it is fair and 35. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.